The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You would not last very long playing pickleball.
I'll beat you.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Terrific. Let's do it.
I do not want Mike as a partner.
Let's do it.
He's better than
honestly,
me. I can't do anything.
Honestly, you choose who you want. I'll choose who I want. Let's go. And then you will come on the air and recount your ass kicking.
Earlier on the show, YES Network Yankees broadcaster Michael Kay. Coming up, Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton. Plus, from the Apple Plus drama Severance, actor Adam Scott. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
The pickleball noises. My gosh. Right? Football players play pickleball, right?
I mean,
as we saw, T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Right?
Next hour, I have some information for you.
Okay, great. Next hour, your team. I mean, we're already top of hour number two here.
Well, Kyle Hamilton's waiting out.
Okay, and the phone lines are lit.
Yeah,
phone lines
are lit. Bother him with our silliness.
Okay. We also have.
Unless he wants to be my partner.
What if Kyle Hamilton plays pickleball?
Well, if he's in L.A. in a couple weeks and wants to be my partner, then we can work something out. Just saying.
All right. Top of hour number two here. You've got an Overreaction Monday segment coming up this hour, right? We've got that coming up on our program. Since it is Monday and there's lots to overreact to, certainly in the world of the National Football League, doesn't matter if there's games being played or not, there is a lot going on in the world. Kyrie Irving says, I want a sign and trade, or the Nets are offering him that option. Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out about 20, 30 minutes ago, there's only one team with significant interest on that front. Outside of the Lakers, there are currently no known teams planning pursuit of sign-and-trades for the Nets. Kyrie Irving, no sign-and-trades can be formally discussed until after 6 p.m. on Thursday. Brooklyn isn't believed to have interest in available Lakers packages. We don't want your...
We
don't want your stuff.
Available Laker packages.
If Irving declines his player option, he would be eligible to sign with the Lakers for the $6 million exception. Deadline is Wednesday to decide on the option. Oh, boy.
So you mean to tell me?
It is afoot.
$36 million or $6
million. Okay, does he know he's
play with Durant or don't play with Durant? Play with LeBron.
For $30 million less.
I mean, I realize the cost of living in New York is high, right? Cost of living here is high, but you got 30 extra million to play with there in Brooklyn.
Yes, you do.
$6 million in LA is a lot.
Certainly, since your shoe deal is no longer as lucrative as it once was, based on everything else that's gone on with you.
It just wouldn't make sense he'd land up with the Lakers. Oh, my God.
The game is afoot. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is the aforementioned rookie safety chosen right in the middle of the first round by the Baltimore Ravens. I don't believe we've spoken to him since he's been selected by the Ravens of the National Football League. He is from the University of Notre Dame. None other than Kyle Hamilton back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing well. How are you all doing?
I'm doing fine. Here's the first question of our interview that I'm sure you did not see coming. Do you play pickleball, Kyle Hamilton? Do you play pickleball?
Funny you say that. My friends in high school used to always get together and play on Sundays, so we would all be out there for hours upon hours playing pickleball. So, yeah, I do.
And just so I'm aware of this, I kind of know the answer to it since you're a rookie in the National Football League. You're not an aging 50-year-old man, are you, Kyle Hamilton? You are not.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, part of the reason why you will have such a long and happy life is because you're already playing pickleball, I think. So how good are you at the game, Kyle?
I'm pretty good. Once you get the rules down, it gets a lot more fun, and I mean, it's not too hard to pick up, but if people are competitive, it gets more fun for sure.
So have you been flagged of illegal use of the kitchen, is what you're saying, Kyle?
when it comes down to it on occasion.
I've been flagged for probably every rule break in that sport, but you got to do what it takes to win.
Okay. Chris, do you want to invite Kyle to be your doubles partner? He's never played before, Kyle.
I've never played, but Rich has been playing. We've been kind of smack-talking, and I think, look, if Rich can do it, then I obviously can do it. So we're gonna have a doubles match later on this month. So if you're in Los Angeles, I could use a partner.
You're gonna be in LA?
I can make that happen if we do confirm this duos match.
Wow.
Chris Brockman,
I wouldn't even do
and
that,
Kyle
though,
Hamilton together. This Ooh. Okay. Okay. Now, could you imagine the Ravens get so pissed at him inviting him to play pickleball right now?
Put the kibosh on this.
Right now, the Ravens are like, how the hell did he get involved in that?
Well, Rich, you're friends with the highest guy in the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, Bisciotti. Maybe I can clear it with Bisciotti. Actually, you know what Bisciotti would say?
He would
bring the curtain down on this so fast. All right, Kyle. But I appreciate that. Just you confirm.
Thank you.
In high school, you played this, is what you're saying. Yeah?
Yeah, played in high school. Played in college a little bit. But, yeah, I need to play soon. It's a good workout, too.
It is. I'm telling you, it's incredible. By the way, so Minka Fitzpatrick plays it. Maybe we can have all the safeties in the AFC North in a little pickleball tournament.
This sounds great. I mean, look, tight end U was this past week. Right. We could have
pickleball U. PU? We call it PU? Kyle Hamilton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so how has your first few weeks being a professional gone for you? Walk me through what you've been up to with the Ravens so far, Kyle.
Yeah, so obviously got drafted by the Ravens, and then soon after rookie minicamp, and then into OTAs, and then into mandatory minicamp with all the vets and stuff. But it's been a whirlwind. It's been stressful, but it's been fun mostly at the end of the day. It's kind of surreal. I was talking with one of the other rookies before practice, before one of the mini camp practices, and I was just running out onto the field and just kind of hit me once a day, like, dang, I'm really in the NFL. And it's something that I'm grateful for. It's been challenging, but I mean, I've just accepted it. I'm just ready to get to work.
What's been the biggest challenge, do you think, so far for you?
I would say when they say you're a rookie and you go from top of the hill back to the bottom, that's the truest thing ever. It's such a shift in culture and way of thought from college, being a captain, being a leader on the team, and becoming a rookie and back to being a young guy again. It's humbling, but it's part of the process, and I'm ready to embrace it.
So who's making you carry their bags? Is that what we're talking about? Is that what's happening?
I'm getting hazed from all different angles. Everybody's got their hand on me, but no, it's been it hasn't been too crazy. Just carrying helmets.
Yep.
Going to pick stuff up. It's just the usual stuff.
Okay. Give me, what have you been asked to pick up, Kyle? And how far away? How far away was it? Because I've heard rookies have been made to drive like 60 miles sometimes to just get a special cup of coffee somewhere. I've heard that. I've heard stories like that. What about you?
I have not done that yet. Don't give them any ideas.
No.
Okay. So what have you been asked to pick up?
What have you been asked? An iPad. I had to go buy an iPad. I was reimbursed for it, if you were wondering.
Okay.
But I think if I wasn't, I couldn't say anything.
No.
But, had to go pick up an iPad. I actually forgot his case for the iPad. I got everything but the case, and that didn't go over well.
What do you mean it didn't go over well? Were you sent back to the Apple store for that? Were you sent back?
I said I would, but it was one of those things, like, he said, I'll get it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, oh, it's like when your parent has to do something after you don't do it right.
Mm.
Yep, so, I mean, that's strike one. I'll try not to strike out.
Okay, and who chose 14? You? I mean, where did number 14 come from, Kyle?
It's kind of funny. I've never really been into numbers like that.
And sure.
Coming into college, they asked me what number I wanted, and Notre Dame asked me, and I said, I don't really care. Just give me any number. I thought I would make the number, if anything, and I feel like I did at Notre Dame, and I was 14th pick, coincidentally, and 14 was available in Baltimore. And so I was like, well, this number's kind of following me. So made sense, and now I'm 14 again.
So Kyle Hamilton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Walk me through draft night for you. There were many folks who thought you could go a lot sooner than 14. What did you think, and how did that night go for you, Kyle Hamilton?
I thought just in general it was a blessing. I mean, it's kind of surreal. Like I was saying, running out into the field in the NFL, you're like, wow, I'm really in the NFL. It's kind of the same thing in Vegas, where I'm sitting in the green room. Like, I've probably watched 15 of these And now I'm actually sitting here with my family. It's a blessing no matter where you're picked at. I always say, telling my friends about all the stuff like before the draft, everybody's saying where I'm going to go, and then I get picked, quote unquote, later than people thought. And I'm just like, if I sat back and told 5-year-old Kyle that you were drafted 14th in the NFL draft, like, there's nothing more that a young me could have wanted. So it's a blessing, and I'm just ready to attack the opportunity now.
So you're just hanging out in the green room. You look down at your phone, and it's a 410 area code calling your phone. Is that what happened that night?
I think it was 443.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Baltimore. But
a little Baltimore. Okay.
It was kind of surreal. Like, I let it ring for a little bit just staring at it, but it would have been bad if I let it go to voicemail.
Did you hear that about Kenny Walker, the running back, that the Seahawks wanted to draft him, but his phone was either off or didn't have any reception, and it kept going to voicemail, and he might not
I did not hear that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, those are the things happen. So who called? Who was the person to speak to you first, Kyle?
Eric DaCosta, our GM, was the first one to speak to me, and then Coach Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, honestly, it was a whirlwind. I pretty much talked to everybody in the organization within, like, 5 minutes. So, but I do know I talked to Coach Harbaugh and DaCosta. So, and then I get off the phone and celebrate with your family and stuff like that. It's a great moment, and something I'll never forget for sure.
So I don't know if it's irony. It could be irony, coincidence, or fate. I don't know what it is, but do you find it any of those three? Which one would you choose that your head coach in the NFL is a Michigan guy? What about that, Kyle? What do you think about that?
I'd say it's fate.
Fate.
Maybe a little irony.
Okay.
Maybe a little irony, but, you know, because, I mean, I respect Michigan, and I know you're a Michigan guy.
I am.
And so Michigan, yes. Notre Dame, it's like the cousins that don't really like each other but love each other at the end of the day. And I feel like it's kind of that kind of relationship between Notre Dame and Michigan, because similar schools near each other. Just when it comes to sports, don't really get along.
Well, I would choose it to a cousin that's afraid to go to the other cousin's house, Kyle. That's the way I would kind of, you know, term it. That's the way I look at it. I respect
them. Well, both schools have been on the worst side of that.
Okay.
I'm saying Michigan probably more than Notre Dame, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay, very good. Kyle Hamilton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Have you heard from Ed Reed? Has Ed reached out? Have you heard from any old school Ravens at all so far, Kyle?
I actually did talk to Ed when I was training out in L.A. before the draft, and Ed was out there for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met him, and we talked for a little bit. He had a cigar, like he always does.
Yes.
And, he's a cool dude, great guy. Just trying to soak up all the knowledge that I could. And then I talked to him after the draft, because coincidentally I go to the Ravens. And, you know, being a highly drafted safety in Baltimore, obviously the question's going to arise every single time. And I was talking to him about that, and he was like, at the end of the day, just be Kyle. You're not going to be Ed Reed, because there's one Ed Reed, so just make one Kyle Hamilton. And I appreciated that. It kind of put things in perspective and slowed everything down.
Have you ever picked off a pass, Kyle Hamilton, and attempted to lateral it just because you refused to have the play get over? Has that ever happened to you at all?
I have not.
Okay, so then you don't have the Ed Reed. Then you don't have the Ed Reed in you.
That's on you.
Yeah, you don't have the Ed Reed in you. That's,
maybe not yet.
Yeah, Ed was the king of like, okay, this play's over. I'm just going to lateral it and see what happens. He was the king of that. He is one of my favorite people. I truly love him, and I love the fact that he's reached out to you, because he's like that. He's a sharer. He's a giver. And I know that obviously the secondary in Baltimore is some hallowed ground, and there's a lot of high hopes for you. What are your goals, Kyle Hamilton, for your rookie year? What are you hoping to achieve in your rookie year for Baltimore?
I think it may sound cliche, but at the end of the day, one of my main goals is just gain everybody on the team's respect, because hopefully I'll be in Baltimore for a long time, and at this level, respect is a big thing. You know, I'm a younger guy, drafted highly, coming to a room, a facility with a bunch of people and vets who've been doing it a long time. I want to be able to establish myself within the organization, be comfortable making calls on the field, and people being comfortable with me making calls and stuff like that. So establishing respect, I feel like is a big thing for me, and football-wise, just starting every game, performing to the best of my abilities, obviously won a Super Bowl, all that. I feel like we have a great team that's capable of doing that year in, year out. So This year is no different. I'm just trying to add on to that.
Well, I mean, if you want to earn respect, Kyle, I would make sure I get Lamar his iPad case when getting his iPad. That would be helpful to give Lamar his iPad case.
Next time, I'll probably just get two just to make up for it.
Okay. So does that confirm that it was Lamar who asked you to get the iPad and the iPad case?
I can confirm that it was not Lamar.
Okay, it was not Lamar, Jack. Have you attempted to track him down in a practice yet, Kyle? Has that happened for you yet?
They told us very explicitly, stay away from 8. So, I'm going to abide by that. I mean, I know at the end of the day, he wins us a lot of games, so I'm gonna just have to imagine that.
Stay away from 8 is definitely a good mantra to have. Hey, Kyle, great chatting with you. Let's do this again, training camp and beyond. Congrats on landing in an incredible spot, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
It's Kyle Hamilton, Chris Brockman's would-be pickleball teammate right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
It's nice that I found someone.
I don't think that Kyle should be Chris's teammate.
What are you talking about?
Well, because basically you were dismissing pickleball. You were disrespecting pickleball. You were saying that it wasn't a real thing.
High school kids.
Yeah.
And he was making fun of you. Future All-American at Notre Dame.
Kyle Hamilton, maybe future Pro Football Hall of Famer. Oh. I know we're a little ahead of ourselves, but I think Daniel Jeremiah would agree. Now he is going to be Chris's partner after Chris was shunning pickleball, after Chris was disrespecting pickleball, as Chris was putting pickleball down, and now he's going to get Kyle Hamilton on this team?
Yeah.
That's not fair. I'm just saying.
I asked, and he said yes.
I brought it up first. I was the one who told you should ask him. But I'm just saying.
I just like the fact that you pick a ball as of a man for a certain age, a woman for a certain age.
Yeah, now he's going to get
old people.
The number 14 pick in the draft.
Old people sports.
Well, Rich, I wasn't going to do this now, but since we're talking about pickleball, so I was in Kansas City this week.
Did you play?
A big slip. I did not play, but
he ate too much barbecue to play pickleball.
He was too pickled.
He
had too much of the pickle.
He put on 10 pounds.
Okay,
correct. Well, I was in there. I was recruiting. I was asking before one of the events if people played, because I know a lot of people who live in Los Angeles are there.
Did you try to get Baron Corbin on your team?
Well, he lives in Florida, so no.
Okay, that's a problem.
So I asked Eric Stone Street, one of the hosts of Big Slick. Eric no longer lives in L.A., so I was like, Eric, you know, what's the deal? Do you play pickleball? I got this thing going with Rich. Would you like to be my partner? He goes, I've never played. However, and I don't know if you should tell this to Rich.
Uh-oh.
But I'm about to. There's been a local story going on about people playing pickleball in Kansas City, and they've been advising these people to don't go backwards too fast, because we've had a lot of hip injuries in Kansas City.
There's also, let me just cut you off at the pass.
From people over 75.
Let me cut you and Stone Street off at the pass. So, there are some places. Excuse me. There are some places. Hold on a minute. I'm fully aware. There are some places that will not allow lobbing over the heads because of exactly that problem.
Exactly.
I don't play that game. I play.
Which game do you play?
A young man's pickleball game.
Which
means backpedaling might be required, because lobbing over the head is allowed. And as a matter of fact, that's the best way to win a point sometimes, because the two guys are right up at the net, not going into the kitchen.
Not in the kitchen.
Look
zone.
It up.
Not in the kitchen zone.
Just telling you. So I appreciate Eric Stone Street giving fuel.
Just information.
To your,
you know.
Ignorance.
A lot of hip injuries out there on the pickleball.
And those who play it. All I know is the number 14 overall pick in the draft said he played it with his teammates in high school.
Yeah, and unfortunately, now
high school.
Like unfortunately,
class,
now you're going to have to go against
school.
That.
Think about
class.
It. Teenagers. Yeah. High school.
Like PE. They're just trying to pass time.
And it's one of those, and it's a great workout. Kyle Hamilton.
All right,
just
Hamilton.
Shut the book. That you can bring up one of my favorite people in the world in Eric Stone Street talking about Kansas City's pickleball circuit doesn't allow lobs or backpedaling because hip injuries may occur. Did he use the word 75 years old? Or that's
he said,
your embellishment?
No, he specifically said there's been an uptick in over 75.
He doesn't know. Okay, great.
Well, you got about did you find any
big slick takers?
I did not find any big slick takers for pickleball.
Also, Rich, think about this. I'm going to throw some names
at you. That's too bad for you.
It's too bad. But I got Kyle Hamilton. So,
Ed Reed, Rod Woodson, Deion Sanders. Yes. Three very good friends of yours, right?
And from the Ravens secondary, yes.
Okay, so you want to talk about people who play D-back who could teach you how to open your hips when necessary?
Oh, yeah.
So you can go back because all you got to do is call Deion, call Rod, call Ed.
I need their help. I'm already moving back just fine.
I'm just saying if
I
you
limp
do
around
need
here
help.
On occasion, I am sore after because it's a workout and I play it for 3 hours and it's great. And you, sir, are a moron. With all due respect.
I don't know why. Well, you could have said that first.
Just let off
the moron?
The respect.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's true. All right. We'll take a break here on the program. And when we come back, your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, and Overreaction Monday. That's coming up. Adam Scott in studio coming up, too. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day. We're back here in our terrestrial radio outfit, along with Peacock and Sirius XM Channel 85. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friend Jeff in Detroit's been hanging on for quite some time. What's up, Jeffrey?
Uh-oh.
All right, put him back on hold. By the way, I have to raise my hand and say my bad. As you know, this is going to bother me for the rest of the day, and you know it's going to bother me for a long time to come. Mm-hmm. When people come on and agree to come on this show, and they're like, just ask me this one question about this or something they're trying to promote, I make it a specific point to give them their due. Mm-hmm. That's what we all do as professionals. And if I whiff on it, I'm going to be hard on myself. Kyle Hamilton was calling in moments ago, courtesy of Proactive, fueled by Herbalife Nutrition. He just completed his pre-draft training there, located right here in the great state of California, and recently signed a sports nutrition partnership with Herbalife Nutrition, which he swears by. And so I needed to mention that and send my sincere apologies to the folks who helped make Kyle available that I didn't ask him about that, which means next time he comes on, I'll ask him two questions about it. I'll do my best to make it up. So my sincere apologies on that front.
The pickleball convo just came out of left field.
Well, no, it's just I still could have asked him that question before I said goodbye to him. And you did provide me that information on the card. It's
I was part of your gig every day. From the back room. Like,
well, I mean, my bad. It's my bad. I take full responsibility, having blown it. Jeff in Detroit. Let's see if he's back. Are you there, Jeffrey?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yes.
All right, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff. Nothing much. Now, before I get started, Chris, I'm getting ready to talk about the Celtics. Don't beat me up. No, I'm just kidding, man. Listen, first of all, this Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum, dude, that situation. From him, right now, he's on course to be the MVP for next year. And I would actually stake my money pretty much on that. My question, though, is this with the Celtics. With their success, does it make it easier for Brooklyn to do what they're doing? Because in the past, we wouldn't do that with, a character of Tyrese Tyler, although he's not there as much as he should be. But does it make it easier for them to do so? Because it's almost like once you cut off the poison hand, you know, you see what happened with Boston. Like, we want some of that right there.
Mm. Thank you for the call, Jeff. I appreciate that. What's Tatum's – is there a certain place that Mo Green does not have a plaque or signpost or anything to remember his greatness that does already have this conversation for the MVP? What are the words for it? Odds? Is that what they say?
Not evens.
Odds.
Yeah.
The opposite of evens.
Yes.
What's the likelihood?
The probability?
Of somebody attaining such a status as most valuable player?
If you were to make a guess, educated.
22, let me guess. 23. You want to guess? Go ahead.
I'll say number one on that list right now is...
I know who my number one is, right?
I'll go Luka. Is Luka number one on that list for next year? Most valuable player? Because it's not going to be Jokic again.
Can't be.
Right?
I'm going to say it's Embiid.
Luka's plus 6-1 right now. 6-1.
Right. So who's got
and
the...
Embiid is 6-1 actually. So Luka and Embiid.
Okay, there you go. So we're both correct. Okay.
Giannis 7-1.
Yes.
Let's see. Looks like Joker and Durant are tied 9-1. Tatum's kind of 14-1.
Okay, so he's down there.
He's after Ja.
Yeah, because again, it's just like, okay, you've won it 2 years in a row. We're not going to give it to you for three. Like he literally will have to go 82-0.
Yeah. I
mean, right.
That would put him up there with Larry Bird.
With similar
bro.
Numbers.
Like, come on.
But three straight
ones. Kawhi, 24-1.
The clue.
Oh.
That's, only problem is, you know, Kawhi.
That's going to be, if I was somebody allowed to traffic in such things. 24-1 for Kawhi Leonard seems like a juicy nice number.
The only problem
value,
is
that what the value. Word is value?
That's a good word.
Kawhi probably will. He'll play in enough games, but that will cost him votes, I believe, at the end, because he won't have played 80, you know, seven. He'll probably end up playing about 65 games this year, so 70. So I don't think he'll get enough votes.
Okay.
I'd love to say Kawhi would play 82, but we know that's probably
did you
not
see?
Happen.
Did you see the Heat drafted, because we weren't on the air in front of the Heat, drafted somebody named Nikola Jovic?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Just one letter off, you know?
You see,
that'd be like drafting a baseball player named Baron Judge. Who'd you get? Oh, you got Baron Judge.
Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what he just got to change one letter.
Oh, you got Mike Trout.
Oh, you got Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Oh, yes.
This is a fun game. Make a star player worse by
changing one letter?
Removing one name.
Honestly, when I heard he got drafted, I'm like, oh, that's what it sounds like.
Speaking
just
of the draft.
Change an MVP by just changing one letter.
You noticed that the OKC Thunder took two Jalen Williams in the first round.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And then they got Chet Holmgren.
They got a nice draft class.
But don't they
man.
Already have a player who's the tallest and skinniest?
Yeah, Poku.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They had the two of them, and I tweeted out a gif of those, you know, those sock puppets, those that you see in front of those guy sock puppets, those tall guy sock puppets you see in front of car dealerships.
Like tax places.
And I'm like, that's your Oklahoma City Thunder right there.
Well, they could do that with the two Jalen Williams. Dude did the Spider-Man thing. They took pictures where they're just pointing
at each other. Yeah.
That's very funny, too.
Who'd you go? You got Nikola Jokic?
No.
No, we got Nikola Jovic.
Same country. You know.
So we're changing a letter or dropping a letter?
It's just changing a letter. It's spelled the same way. Instead of the K, it's a V.
So funny.
You know? Baron Judge. Mike Trot.
Mike Trot is really funny.
Yeah. Tim Brady. Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Not the same.
Oh, you got Roy Lewis in the draft.
Roy Lewis is the newest Raven. We could literally fill the rest of this show doing this over and over again.
Congratulations. You got Ted Reed. Not.
Ted Reed.
Not
Ted Reed.
I find that so funny. Ted.
Not Ed Reed.
Ted Reed.
Sorry.
Oh,
John Kelly.
Wayne Fetsky. I went to camp with a Wayne Fetsky.
Camp Lakonda.
Camp Lakonda. We finished last in intercamp games because Wayne Fetsky struck out.
He was playing the wrong sport.
Wrong sport.
Brett Hall.
What do you know what Wayne Fetsky said?
Brett Hall.
You miss 50% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. Like, what?
Wait a minute.
All of them.
Wait a minute.
Was his nickname the good one?
You only miss half of them.
This Fetsky guy? If Wayne Gretzky's out there somewhere on Earth, please call into the show.
Like Wario.
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 Okay.
Keep going.
I feel like I'm in the back of a class and the substitute teacher's in the front now.
Because I feel like that was all of us in class sitting in the back making dumb jokes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. It's Overreaction Monday, people. We might be right. I mean, this could be the sleepiest year week in the NFL, right? In the month of June. Mm-hmm. Right now, next 2 weeks, July, and the first 2 weeks of July is exactly when everybody takes a vacation just in advance of training camp opening up. That does not mean we don't have Overreaction Monday. As a matter of fact, we definitely do. Overreaction Monday here in the Rich Eisen Show.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Ah, Christopher, have at it, sir.
Okay, guys. Now, J.J. Watt has not had multiple double-digit sacks in a year in a long time. 2018 to be exact. But did you see his Instagram over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looked like...
Is he the next Captain America? I don't know. That's been decided yet. I'm not down with the Marvel. But oh my God.
Yes.
He is yoked.
Yes.
J.J. Watt, 10 sacks this year.
Yeah, man. He does look ready to roll.
Holy smokes.
He is, as they say, swole.
Well, when he worked the match, he didn't hit craft services, it looks like.
He looks like he should be ready to take on Roman Reigns at SummerSlam right now.
How many sacks you say?
I'm going to say 10.
Oh. When was the last time he had 10
Double
sacks?
Double digits. So he had 16 in 2018.
So it's been 5 years, huh?
It's been four. This is the fourth removed. He's only had 10 the last 3 years combined.
He's been hurt.
He's been banged up. He's only played in 31 games the last 3 years.
Okay.
10 for J.J. Watt.
That's a large number. It's a whopping fine number. But you know what? I believe in J.J. It's time to play some tag. It is time to play some tag. And yes, I'll say you can't sit here in this you never know league and say that that guy who looks like that right now is getting ready to go. But as we all know, I think the news broke, right, that he and his lovely wife are expecting, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So the dad bod's coming, and just enjoy what you got.
I think that was the caption.
Is it what it was?
Dad bod in full effect, I think.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Screw you, JJ. He's calling that a dad bod. Raising the bar for the rest of us. All right. I'll say I'll go for it and say that's good.
All right. How about this one? I also saw this on Instagram over the weekend. Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't know why guys do all no shirt. I guess if I looked like that, I would never wear a shirt either.
Quadzilla.
Absolutely shredded as well. Saquon, like 8-pack.
Yes.
Quads were going, like calves are the size of my head.
Yeah.
Going to lead the Giants to 10
wins.
10 wins.
You know what? I'm going to say that's an overreaction. Although Saquon looks terrific.
How do you get those super high abs, like right up below the pec? Look at those.
Yeah, I thought you were only supposed to have 6 abs.
I know how you can get them.
Lord.
You know how you get them?
Not eating barbecue like I do.
No, it's easy. One word. Photoshop.
That's true.
Photoshop, please.
10 wins for the Giants. 10 wins.
I just can't buy it right now. I think they're going to be improved. Didn't you say that it was Jets-Giants who has the most, who winds up with a more improved record, and I chose the Jets over the Giants? I'll still stand by that. 10 wins is a huge turnaround. I do like the coach, and I do like what they've got set up, but I got to see what they got in the trigger, man. I got to see what's happening with Daniel Jones. And if he does get hurt again, what's next? I guess it's Tyrod Taylor there, if I'm not mistaken. He can win you some football games.
Is it Tyrod?
I think it's Tyrod Taylor. I'll say that's an overreaction. Okay. Giants aren't going to win 10 games in my estimation.
All right, how about this one? I know Gronk retired.
Sorry, G-Man.
Last week.
Yeah.
Tight end U went down over the weekend.
Yes.
In Nashville. That kind of failed. 85 tight ends there, I think I saw. A lot of good guest speakers. Greg Olson was there.
Yeah.
The tight end's going to lead the NFL in touchdown catches this year.
That's a good one,
I know
there.
We've been feeling, you know, all the kind of wide receiver moves. Devontae Adams now is an Oakland.
Do we know the last time that happened?
I feel like it was Gronk, actually.
Or is it Kelsey? Could have been Kelsey.
Let's see. Let me double check.
2 years ago.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Yeah. How about this? I'll say that will happen, and I'll name Kelsey. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, because the wide receivers still spread the ball around to them. Now the Tyreek's down in Miami. That's the guy right there. Watch, he'll be doubled, and then he'll just lead Juju Smith-Schuster to lead the league in touchdowns. But I'll say yes.
Our Marquez Valdez.
I'll say that that's not an overreaction. Okay. That's entirely possible. And if that happens, I'll choose Kelsey.
Like it.
Or Jonnu Smith.
Calling your shot.
Yeah, since apparently Mac Jones has the dog in him. I heard that. Jonnu Smith says Mac Jones has the dog in him, which is fantastic.
Hunter Henry, I think, had.
Hunter Henry got
12 or so.
Didn't he have like
year?
A stretch where he had one in a row?
Yeah, he had like eight games or seven games in a row.
Something. Yeah. Right, yeah. What else?
Okay, we've been talking a lot about these two guys, so we're going to go after it. So Jimmy G is close to throwing soon.
Uh-huh.
Close to throwing soon. Baker, Seattle rumors, Carolina rumors. I'm going to say either Jimmy G or Baker, one of these guys will be in the playoffs this year.
That's a ridiculous notion. I'll pass on that one. That's an overreaction. Come on, man.
How?
I don't think so at all. Because you're talking about Seattle, you're talking about Carolina.
Talking about, you know, where maybe
that's what you're talking about.
If he's a backup somewhere.
No. I'll pass on that one. I'll say that's an overreaction. Right. I think it's a good piece of chum you just put into water right there. But I'm not biting on it. No, I don't think they're making the playoffs with either. I think unless you think Jimmy G sticks around and starts for the 49ers, which you know I don't think that's possible at all.
Unlikely.
What else?
How about this? Super Bowl, okay? It's going to be in Arizona this year.
I've heard that story.
Coming up, you've heard that. How about this season is going to end with a first-time Super Bowl winner? A team that's never won is going to win this year for the first time.
I like that, Christopher. I like it. I like it a lot.
Looking at the three big ones, we kind of highlighted.
You put the Bills, Bengals, and Chargers up on the screen.
Chargers are kind of the big ones.
Interesting.
Who else could be? Could be Arizona for 3 years in a row? Of home team wins in their stadium?
Obviously, it's going to be Arizona.
Browns.
It's already been written.
Browns.
Just saying they've never won a Super Bowl.
I know they've never won a Super Bowl. I like that.
Vikings.
I'll just say right now, I'm leaning towards choosing the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I am. Against?
I haven't figured that one out yet.
Okay, Bucks?
Probably, as you know, I'm always.
Well, you until said you're
Tom,
not going against.
Until Tom Brady's in the Fox booth, I'm not going against him. And but the Bills might just be too damn stout, dude.
So Brock, you're saying someone's going to get out of line and actually get into the club?
I have 6 weeks.
Right. That's right, TJ. Someone's going to get into the club this year. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Get out of the line and into your club. Sort of similar to it was the original title of Billy Ocean's hit "Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car." Get off of the line and into my club.
All right, last one from the big college news from last week. Arch
like
Manning,
DJ.
Arch Manning has decided on Texas, UT. Now this is preposterous. I'm going to say it anyway. Anything less than a Natty and a Heisman, disappointment.
Oh,
for
yeah,
Arch Manning.
Come on, man. I'm going to say
he's
that
not
to a
even out of high school
kid.
Yet.
By the way,
come on, man.
Looking at this picture, Arch Manning does not skip leg day. That dude's got Saquon quads.
Natty Heisman at Texas for Arch Manning, who's only going to be there 3 years, obviously.
Remember, Rich, this is the expectation.
What's the matter with you?
He's a Manning.
Well, I mean, that's going to be the expectation for Texas.
I feel bad for this kid.
Not a Natty. Yeah. A Natty and a Heisman.
Natty and a
Heisman.
Other
than that, he's a total bust.
Other than that, bust.
Yeah. So does that make Peyton Manning a bust?
No Natty, no Heisman. He did still go number one overall. Yeah,
Peyton Manning's
bust.
A bust.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Well, by these,
he has a bust now, Chris. Yeah.
Peyton
FYI.
Manning college career bust? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, because T. Martin had to come in and clean up.
No, T. Martin had to clean up on aisle.
By the way,
Peyton Manning
he had to come in and clean
the
up.
Next
the
next year,
come on.
T. Martin won a Natty.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You guys are just.
I mean,
but that's what Overreaction Monday is for.
June 27th.
June 27th, Overreaction Monday. Way to go. All right, let's take a break and clear up some phone lines. Get ready for TJ Jefferson's best players in the history of all franchises in the AFC North. Oh, boy, you're going to have to name the number one Steeler of all time. That's going to be great. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go All Rise. Terzo in Iowa is here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Terzo?
What's up, guys, man? You guys have been cracking me up all day. I was thinking about Roe Sackett. That might be a good one.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Happy that the Avs actually pulled it off last night. That was an incredible series. They've had a great team for the past few years. And I was kind of curious, and I wish they would have asked Joe this question last night when they were interviewing him. What was, you know, more hard for him to win one as a player or as the GM? Because if you're on the ice, you at least have a little bit of control. When you're the GM, you're just up in the suite.
What do you think?
I would almost think being the GM, just not having that control, because I think as a player, you just have your confidence in yourself. You know, you've put in the work, you can go out there and execute. Whereas the GM, you're hoping that the players that you put on the ice are going to be able to do what you think they can.
I appreciate the call, Terzo. Thank you very much. You know, I was just sitting watching some baseball this weekend too, being there in New England, Red Sox and Indians, and I thought to myself, I'd love to get Francona on just to chat with him.
Red Sox and who?
Guardians. I've been doing that a lot this year. Yeah. Red Sox and Guardians. And so
Tito.
But just like baseball managers just put somebody in play and they sit back and they spit, you know?
Well, they used to rock back in the day.
I know, and well, that's Leo Mazzoni, the pitching coach. I mean, of any coach or manager, who's got the least amount of power in making something happen? I guess every pitch you could put a hit and run on, but it's nobody on base. It's just like, okay, here's my hitter. I put out that lineup four hours ago.
Swing away.
You know what I mean? I don't know. So I guess being a player, you make the most money, right?
How about Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Famous goalie. Hold on a minute. Famous goalie, Patrick Ray.
No? I thought you were going to do a Ron Tugnutt joke.
Don Tugnutt?
Yeah, there you go.
Can't change Tugnutt.
6'6 shooting guard out of North Carolina, no. Michael Gordon.
Michael Gordon. Is it totally? All right. We're through it.
I mean, Tugnutt.
Update time, guys. Update. Update time. On our friends in Nashville. Taylor Lewan.
Shoot.
Bill Compton.
Englewood. He's up to no good.
Will Compton, rising with a bullet from the podcast. I think I saw Bussin' with the Boys was like ranked 2 in terms of all podcasts being acquired in the sports front. They are killing it. They're doing fantastically well. They just brought the bus to a race. Yeah, to a motor speedway.
Was it towed there?
It was.
It had to be towed.
Because they're like, hey, look for the bus in the infield. And I tweeted back, you know, like, how did it get there? They towed it because it doesn't have a motor, as we all know. And I told Taylor Lewan at the very outset, until that thing has a motor, I'm not coming on. But they have been very persuasive, saying they're going to tweet out a photo of me every day until I come on the podcast. And that fella Jack, who I guess has been tweeting all this stuff out, if I come on and he's successful in posting a photograph every day, he gets a Chevy Silverado?
Chevy Silverado,
from the boys.
That's right.
And he has been spot on. So let's take a look at the photographs way back to day 22. There's a lot of them here.
Because today's 33.
We haven't updated in a while.
We haven't been updated.
But there is one last thing to update you on.
Oh.
After we look at all these photographs here, and we'll describe them. Here's day 22, me in the Ohio State hat and jersey here, paying off a bet to
Graham
Rahal. This did actually elicit a tweet from Taylor Lewan saying, explain yourself. And I'm like, this is a foul on the play. A photograph of me and my lovely wife, Susie Schuster.
Wow. That's amazing.
There I am holding up the fake money in a promo shot for The Great Escape. I was shooting that on a boat out in San Francisco Bay in the middle of the night. That's me there holding up the championship Super Bowl rings of all the NFL Network analysts that were there on that day for the playoffs. There I am. That's a very nice shot of me, I think, back in the day when I wasn't shaved. I was shaving every day. There's me.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
Poor you in that photo.
Superman. Me and Superman have had two shot there. That's a publicity photo for the Rich Eisen show.
Did I take that picture?
That's me running with a great kid from St. Jude back in the day. That's me.
Oh, this is fantastic.
In my Pi Kappa Phi photograph on the wall of the fraternity house in Michigan, and that is a foul. That was a personal foul on the play to tweet that one out.
Why? What's wrong with that?
This is me prior to a wheels up party, I believe. Day 32. That's me. Just I don't know where the hell that was years ago, freezing my ass off on Thursday Night Football. And then today they just tweeted one out today.
It's you and Ray
Liotta.
Me
and Ray Liotta.
Yeah, you and Ray.
And boy, they're just sticking with it. They're staying with it.
And boy, Jack.
So here's the update. Uh-oh. Is I have potentially, in my crazy mixed up world with three kids and two dogs and two jobs,
so much
energy. I have identified a possible date for me to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and go do this thing.
No way.
I have circled a date, the one day on my calendar where I can actually do this. Show up on the bus, get Jack his Chevy Silverado. And I called Taylor Lewan today to converse, and his voicemail box is full.
so they don't have an engine, and they have a full voicemail box.
Taylor's one of those guys that doesn't clean out his voicemail
box. Also that guy.
I got yelled at the other day for that, too.
I'm trying, but Taylor's one of those guys.
Wow.
You're that busy, Taylor? Oh. You can't just swipe and delete. Too busy arranging for a tow truck for your bus that doesn't have a motor to appear at events.
Oh goodness!
Apparently so. So I'm doing my part. I'm working behind the scenes. If I could only get through. Taylor Lewan, headline: one of those guys.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay,
come on.
Are we going to reveal what the date could be?
Okay. No. These are high level negotiations that I'm bringing public, just because I'm, you know, if they're going to be tweeting out photos of me in Ohio State gear, and I mean that photograph of me on my my fraternity photo, it's just like I don't remember my hair. Like I had a Flock of Seagulls haircut. I had a lot going on up there, but that's the worst haircut I maybe have ever had in my life to be photographed.
It also looked like you had been out late the night before. Like you look very sleepy.
I don't know what the hell was happening there. I don't know what's going on in that photograph at all.
Who's next to you in those pictures?
Troy Simon's above.
Troy Simon's above.
Above. You know.
And
Russ.
Some guy named Russ.
It's Russ.
I think it was Russ Rosenbaum, one of the only few other Jews in my fraternity.
Okay.
I believe his I'll say this. It was one of those.
It was like 30 years ago.
In the middle of the night, I shouldn't tell these stories out, but in the middle of the night, they wake you up as a pledge. And, you know, and they put a pillowcase in your head, and they, you know, and you're asked questions in front of the entire fraternity house, and you got to get them right. And you're supposed to interview all the active members and know all their information, where they're from, what their age is, who they're, you know, what the name of their favorite pet was, their favorite song. Like you have to go through it and you have to know this stuff. And so I prepared for it. And poor Russ told me his favorite song was Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. So me too. I'll never forget this. I remember underneath my pillowcase hearing the snickering of all the members of the fraternity who were gathered there for a very solemn, serious occasion. When I said Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, the whole room just like burst out laughing. That's my memory of Russ. Poor Russ getting thrown under the bus. But hey, I'm throwing myself under the bus and I'm trying to get on the bus is what I'm saying. Willing to get on the bus. I'm willing to get on a plane to get on the bus.
Now, is this a plus situation? Are we taking the show on the road?
I don't plan on that, no.
Okay.
I don't plan on that.
Now I don't care when you're going.
Because you want to go. You want to see the
bus. I
want to
go.
I know. You want to be on the
bus.
It is something that looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do it. If Taylor Lewan only had the space on his voicemail for just one more message being left. Technically, this is my message that I'm leaving for Taylor.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.